Welcome to Psychology and You, brought to you by the New York State Psychological Association. The New York State Psychological Association is a private, nonprofit professional association chartered more than 50 years ago. Its mission is to advance the science and practice of psychology while supporting excellence in education, training, research, advocacy, and service. With more than 3,000 members, NYSPA is recognized as one of the strongest state psychological associations in the country because of its vigorous and sustained efforts in many areas of concern to psychologists and the public interest. This podcast, Psychology and You, will follow the New York State Psychological Association's longstanding tradition of providing both the public and professionals with the most informative and expert information the field of psychology has to offer. And here is your host for today's show, Dr. Richard Lusberg.
Hello, and welcome to New York State Psychological Association's first podcast called Psychology and You. I'm Dr. Richard Lusberg, your host for today's show. There will be many interesting topics and issues we will be addressing in future shows on Psychology and You. On today's show, we are going to be talking about single parenting from the mother's perspective. I can tell you from my own experience in treating single parents in my practice, they come to me with a myriad of complex questions and issues. And in just a few seconds, we'll be talking with a single parenting expert, Dr. Leah Klugness. I promise you, you are in for a great show and perhaps a few surprises. But first, a bit about today's guest. Dr. Leah Klugness is a psychologist and recognized authority on single parenting and relationship issues. She is the co-author of the award-winning book, The Complete Single Mother, recently published in a completely revised third edition. This book is the only comprehensive and best-selling self-help book ever written for single parents. Dr. Leah's expertise comes from her personal experience as a single parent, as well as her training and experience as a psychologist. Dr. Leah earned her doctorate and license as a psychologist while parenting her two children. She has been quoted in major national magazines and newspapers and has appeared on national TV and radio talk shows. Dr. Leah is in private practice in Locust Valley, Long Island, New York. She specializes in working with families during and after divorce. Her expertise in single parenting helps both mothers and fathers during this critical period of transition. Emphasizing solution-oriented approaches, Dr. Leah helps people adapt to sudden and significant life changes as well as shifting parental roles and expectations. In addition, Dr. Leah consults frequently with women considering motherhood by choice. Dr. Leah also provides expert testimony and consultation in child custody issues. Welcome, Dr. Klugness, to Psychology and You.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Dr. Klugness, as I was talking about in the introduction in your bio, we're going to be talking about single parents and dating. And I guess a little bit about that. When is it appropriate for a single parent to begin to date?
It's appropriate for a single parent to date when they feel like they want to, rather than they should. This should be a want to, not a should. Many single parents certainly have experienced a breakup or a difficult end to a relationship, but you need to be ready to date. When you think about a date as an opportunity to share your woes, your lousy parenting time schedule, your difficult child support payments, that's a red flag. Because what will happen is your date will certainly not be the substitute therapist you're looking for, and you'll pile on a rejection rather than broaden your social horizons as you hope dating will. You're looking for an opportunity to have fun, not to burden others with your difficulties.
So there's really no specific time. It's person specific. When that person is emotionally ready, it's not 3 months, it's not 6 months, it's when that person is ready and the kind of things that you're looking and talking about?
Absolutely. Some people sadly aren't ready for years. Some people are ready right away. It really depends upon what the individual circumstances of your breakup. It always comes back to the same basic rule. Know yourself, know your own needs.
A little bit more about single parents and dating. And it's such a huge field right now. There, fortunately or unfortunately, there are so many single parents among us in the population. And how is dating for a single parent different than dating for, let's say, just a single person?
Well, a single parent needs to consider what's going on in their children's lives as well as what's certainly going on in their own life. Single parents logistically are able to do less spontaneously and need to plan ahead with respect to their social activities. They're also far less into the games and far less into taking a lot of nonsense, for lack of a better phrase, from dating partners. They've got some serious challenges in their own life and are not really looking for a project, a fix-up project, or, in quotes, another child to raise. So single parents are looking for fun, they're looking for excitement, they're looking for adventure, but they're also looking for a grown-up.
So these people, you think, have had a little bit more experience in life because they've been through at least a relationship before that's
definitely
at least had a child.
More life experience and good life experience. And they're looking to build on those good life experiences, certainly not looking to detour into another relationship that will drain the emotional energy they need to move ahead with their own lives and take good care of their children.
All right. As we go along and you say, gee, you know, I have a lot of parents that come into my practice and they're always asking questions and they really are, it's difficult, you know, with the kids and the kids are judging the person that you're dating or the dater and the datee, and the kids are saying this about, you know, if it's a father, they're saying they're making comments about the woman he's dating. Obviously, it's a mother. They're saying, don't date this guy. What do you tell children, you know, when you start to date? What do you say to them?
When you begin to date, much depends on the ages of your children. If you have very young children, they certainly don't need to be apprised of where you're going and what your plans are for the evening. That's kind of a silly conversation to imagine between a mother or father and a toddler or a preschooler. When your children are older, you simply can say that just as they enjoy time with their friends, you're going to be enjoying time with their friends. There's no need to introduce your children to the people that you're dating when that relationship is just in a sort of exploratory, getting to know each other situation. That's what dating is. You'll date people, you'll stop dating people. Bringing every person you date home to be inspected by your children is certainly just an unnecessary complication in their lives. If you're dating, again, a grown-up, he or she will understand the need to be discreet and protective of your children and certainly won't think less of you if you meet at the restaurant or meet at the sporting event and aren't invited to your home right away.
A couple of things before we go forward. We're talking to Dr. Leah Klugness today, and we're talking to her about single parents and dating on New York State Psychological Association's show, Psychology and You. And we're going to take a break because we have a little public service announcement, and it's actually a tip of the week that's brought to you by the New York State Psychological Association, and it's nyspa.org, and we're going to be right back with Dr. Leah Klugness and Psychology and You.
A recent issue of the U.S. News and World Report indicated that far from being just an emotional disorder, depression wreaks havoc on the entire body by throwing the stress response out of whack. The amount of damage it causes takes a greater toll on health than chronic angina, arthritis, asthma, or diabetes, according to a September report from the World Health Organization. And a growing body of research indicates that it may trigger certain diseases, including heart disease and diabetes. Treatment of depression is important for your body and your mind. To find help in New York, call the New York State Psychological Association at 1-800-445-0899. Outside of New York, you can also obtain a referral to a psychologist in your area by calling the American Psychological Association at 1-800-964-2000. The operator will use your zip code to locate and connect you with a referral service of your state psychological association. Now back to Psychology and You.
Welcome back to Psychology and You, a New York State Psychological Association production. And today we are pleased to have Dr. Leah Klugness with us. And we are talking about single parents and dating with her. It's been quite an interesting conversation. For those of you who have not heard the introduction, Dr. Klugness has a book, and I'm going to let her talk a little bit about it. I actually have a signed copy, and I think you're going to get an opportunity perhaps to have yours. Dr. Klugness?
I'm the co-author of The Complete Single Mother, which is the only comprehensive and best-selling self-help book ever written for single parents. It was recently published in a completely updated third edition. I raised my own children as a single mom, and frankly, I wrote the book that I wish I had had when my own children were growing up.
This is an absolutely great book, folks. I've looked at the book. I have to tell you, it helps me at times to deal with people that do come to me in my own practice. I will tell you, it's a fantastic book. It's all over Barnes & Noble. It's in Amazon. And I have a relationship with Dr. Klugness, and I know her for many years. Obviously, I've got my own signed copy, and she's been gracious enough to offer one of those signed copy books for you. And the way you're going to do this is, I'm going to give you the number right now. I feel like Monty Hall, but we're going to go. It's 1-800-732-3933. And if you call in, or you can go to nyspa.org and you can email in, and I guess they'll determine. I don't think they're used to being deciding who's the winner up there, but we will send one copy out to a lucky listener. And I will tell you, this is a great book. And the title of the book again, Dr. Klugness, is?
The Complete Single Mother.
The Complete Single Mother. What else is there? I think there's probably a Complete Single Father waiting to be done out there. All right.
Back sure to, there is.
There is. Dr. Klugness, so many people come to me and they ask me so many questions about this. And of course, you deal with this perhaps much more than I do. And Dr. Klugness speaks to so many groups. She's out there. She's got a wonderful website as well. And I suggest you go to it. But listen, when should I introduce? People ask me, when should I introduce my children to the person I'm dating? And should they meet everyone, you know, that they date?
I don't recommend introducing your children to everyone you date, simply because that can be quite confusing to the children and can also give the date the message that somehow he or she is more important in your life than perhaps you feel that person may be. After all, your children are the most precious thing in your life. A good rule of thumb for introducing your children to somebody you're dating is to keep your children's involvement with that person a solid step behind where the relationship might be. In other words, if both of you are talking about commitment, making plans for the future, then it certainly is time to introduce your child to that person. Start by a simple afternoon in the park, a trip to the zoo, going out to get ice cream, something like that. Let the relationship develop slowly and keep your expectations for bonding at a minimum. All good things take time to develop, and your children need that time, particularly if the breakup of your marriage or prior relationship was a difficult time for them.
Well, I think that's excellent advice, really. I mean, I get asked that question all the time, and people, that's water cooler talk. People are asking that at work. They're asking that of their girlfriends. And for the listeners out there, you just got an expert advice on what to do. Is it really ever okay to have a date? You know, that's the biggie. I mean, let's just get down to it. The parents obviously of all ages, single parents range obviously of all ages. And the biggest question I think they ask is, is okay for me to have the date spend the night? You know, when the children there, should they not be there? What are they going to say? Johnny's going to walk in on us. Of course, everybody's afraid about that even when you're married. But more so, there seems to be such tension around this issue. And can you speak to that a little bit?
That certainly is the million-dollar question. No one should make rules in your house except for you. So these are simply just guidelines. Many people feel that it's inappropriate to have someone spend the night because they feel that it sends conflicting, confusing, and potentially upsetting messages to their children. Other people feel that their children will sleep through the night, not interrupt them. And if they do see that someone is there whom they haven't perhaps met, that they're the kind of kids temperamentally that it just kind of rolls off their back. Hello, hello, ba-ba, not anything that's emotionally upsetting. So you have to know what you're able to tolerate in terms of your kids' reactions and what your reactions might be. A word of caution, however, oftentimes the other parent is not pleased to hear from their child that the other parent is having overnight guests. Children also will very easily tell stories about what happens at home, at school. And perhaps you don't want your private life to be part of kindergarten show and tell or playground talk.
I can guarantee you that does happen.
Oh, I can absolutely guarantee that happens. So you need to think about whether you want your private life discussed at school, what your former partner's reaction to this news may be, and how your children will react to having having a surprise, for lack of a better word, overnight guest. There are a lot of factors to consider. Just as an end point, it's wrong to expect your children to keep secrets. So if you're going to have overnight guests, it's really very difficult and confusing for children if you say, now, so-and-so and so-and-so and this and that, and don't tell. Don't tell your teacher. Don't tell your dad or mom. Don't tell the next door neighbors. Don't tell any of your friends. Those kinds of secrets are inappropriately kept by children. That's not what we call a good holiday secret.
It puts tremendous pressure. Any secret puts tremendous pressure on children. And I think in this one too, you know, when you ask children to do those kind of things, I find that when you parents ask children to keep secrets, it puts tremendous pressure on them. We do have, as part of the show, a tip of the week, and we have a listener question, and we were actually pleased to have one. It's our first maiden show, and we are talking with Dr. Leah Klugness on Psychology and You, the New York State Psychological Association's podcast, and hopefully you'll be listening to the show. And one of the questions that came in, and of course we are around the holiday, and it says, I just started dating this guy, and people want to know, when should you include him, I guess, in holiday celebrations? Because sometimes people are asking me, should I bring my grandmother to the holiday celebrations? This is a difficult time for everybody who comes where, or family issues. And now you're introducing somebody that you're just beginning to see, or perhaps has seen for a while, and you want to bring him home to dinner, so to speak, on the holidays, or for whatnot. And what advice can you offer this listener?
Holidays certainly bring all kinds of pressure, and I guess including your grandmother is under the category of not negotiable. including your recent romantic interest in your holiday celebration should certainly be something that you consider with caution. I mean, after all, this person may not even be in your life in January, and you may not want to enshrine him or her in your holiday photo album. It's also...
with today's programs, actually, you can put them up, you know, with the digital photographer, delete them, you know, you wipe them out. Forget.
Much easier than when you needed to take a scissors and cut out little faces in photo albums. You might want to consider including him or her in some portion of your family fun, but expecting someone you just met to sit at your holiday table Christmas Eve, Christmas, New Year's, something where there's a great deal of family tradition and unspoken expectations may put too much strain on that relationship. I want to add that this is a very commonly asked question. And for our listeners interested in more information about this topic or other single parenting topics, I'd like to invite them to visit my website at www.justaskdrleah.com. I think they'll find lots of helpful and informative information on the website on this topic and on other single parenting topic.
Well, that without a doubt. And we have at New York State Psychological Association many experts like Dr. Klugness, and we picked her to open up the show. Obviously, from what you just heard, we're going to be have having a number of different shows coming up with a lot of different questions that the viewers have asked or the listeners have asked. And I want to thank Dr. Klugness for coming to the show. You can visit our website at New York State Psychological Association.org. This show obviously will be on iTunes and all of the other podcasts. And I want to thank Dr. Klugness for coming on the show.
And My pleasure.
Oh, it's great to have you. Until next time, folks, this is Dr. Richard Lustberg, and bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast of Psychology and You, a podcast supported by New York State Psychological Association. If you have any questions about today's show or would like to contact the guest expert, you can visit our website and blog at www.nyspa.org. In addition, if you would like to have a question answered or have a suggestion for a future show, you can also contact us at www.nyspa.org. We hope you'll be looking forward to our next show, slated to air in January 2008. Finally, the New York State Psychological Association wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and New Year.